Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairperson, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, please ponder on this for a while. I wrote this at 3 o'clock this morning. So if the England doesn't sit right, you can blame me. The time is near when the oceans that feed us will bury us. The lands that nourish us will starve us. The forests that breathe for us will suffocate us. The time is near, or is it too late? How much money can save us now? Communiques, frameworks, actions all take time. Too small, too few, too far to see. So what do you think we will be? Not SIDS, says I, but Sir, Small Islands Refugees. I stand before you as a representative of the smallest island developing state, the Rock of Polynesia called Niue, the largest raised coral atoll in the world. Limestone in nature, soil porous and poor. 1,700 people. You heard it right. 1,700 people live there, while some 30,000 live abroad, mainly in New Zealand and Australia. Climate change has taken its toll. It was purposeful that SIDS was held in Samoa to claim the seriousness of the effects and impact of climate change in the Pacific. FAO re-energized its mandate on climate change alongside food security and nutrition. We witnessed FAO's commitment at the SIDS side event. Our homes sit on 60% of the world's surface waters, neatly divided into three sub-regions, Micronesia, Melanesia, and Polynesia. Vast population sizes, huge social, cultural, and economic differences. FAO headquarters is on the top half of the world, too far to visualize what's going on down south. The plight for the Pacific people in the South Pacific region for a seat on council started in 2007. We need to be here in FAO to relate our stories, and who can tell it better but ourselves, but us. To this end, I respectfully ask the conference, not for your sympathy, but for your understanding. When the Pacific requests its entitlement of seats on the FAO Council, as per its constitution, please assist and support us. As I draw near my statement to the end, allow me to place Niue's vote of confidence and vote of thanks for the work of FAO under the leadership of Director General. During his term, we were granted with technical assistance projects such as the newly established food processing facility in 2014, as well as the telefood initiatives that brings a direct benefit to the people in the communities. For all these things, and many more, I salute you, Director General, and your team of experts. Please don't frown on us if we ask too often for FAO's assistance, but you are our leader. Director General, you are a good leader because we have confidence in you. But importantly, you are a great leader because you empower us with the confidence through the work of FAO. Mr. Chairman, thank you for your leadership in this, the 39th session of FAO Conference. You make me proud to be a Pacific person. And for that, I will tribute you and FAO with this. Now is the hour for me to say goodbye. Soon I'll be leaving to my home afar. Ha e re ra, FAO ha e re ra. When I return, I'll find you waiting here. Kia munuina.